Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I mean, somebody can lose the Achilles. We saw what Edwin Diaz, you know, in the World Baseball Classic.
Yep.
But to have an opportunity to be a champion is a big thing, and to get a gold medal and to represent your country. So the same reason why basketball players want to play, you can't come out and take an L for like the first decade if you created the sport. You know, you lose to Saudi Arabia or something like that in flag football. You know what I mean? You know, you got to dominate, and for that, you want to put out your best players. And stack up your chips and the endorsement deals that have come for that, for representing your country. I think it'd be enticing for a lot of young guys.
Bart Scott on the flag football conversation. Some of you out there might think peak May sports talk is NFL players playing flag football. And you might not be wrong, but the NFL is expected to vote on that today and approve one player per team to go play flag football. He mentions young guys. College football players, can they go?
They're kind of in the midst of their summer camp.
Okay.
Probably not.
I can't go play for my country? Might be tougher. You're right.
It might be tough.
The schedule is about a month, at least a month earlier. All right. Jeremy and Joe's on vacation this week. Nate's in. And we're talking a couple of different NFL rules proposals. The one, we also talked about Mitch Marner a good bit today in terms of the Sabres, and if that would be more shocking than when the Bills got Mario Williams, which, you know, going back in time, here's how transformative Mario signing with the Bills was. Now, whenever it's nice in March, every Bills fan says like, oh yeah, it's kind of like when Mario was here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice out. I remember 13 years ago when the Bills signed a defensive end. Because it was nice during that stretch, too.
It was beautiful.
It was unbelievable.
It was
80s.
It became kind of a talking point that this is a selling point.
Yeah.
Buffalo is he's beautiful this time of year.
He's going to think it's nice.
Yes.
So that's out there. You can join us on that if you want. And on the flag football conversation, that rule looks like it will be passed. Later this segment, we'll get some calls in on the flag football stuff. I'd like to hear from anybody that wants it. I mean, Nate's over here being a hater.
Yes.
Which is fine. I'm open to it. I wonder how many guys will want to go, how big of a deal this will be in 3 years, especially if it's one player per team. So there's a lot to kind of chew on about it. But if you love the idea, I would love to hear from more people like that, because it seems like the NFL is going to be made fun of to a certain degree today.
Yes.
But they want to grow the game, maybe help flag football. The caller earlier who made the point about how it's an easier entry point, like roller hockey, than ice hockey, and how, people play in flag football leagues, bar league football. There's definitely a point to be made about when you're a kid, you grow up playing in the backyard, playing catch, and not everybody is into, you know, blocking sleds and 11 on 11 and live goal line, and people just want to play catch and play flag football. I played on an intramural flag football team in college. Why'd me and my friends do it? Same reason all you did. Because it's fun. Football's a fun game. It's not exactly the kind of game you can play pickup, right? You don't play pickup football. You go and play two-hand touch, or you play flag football in the park. And for that kind of to get to the Olympic level, now with NFL players as a part of it, is a statement for the game of football that's, you know, not NFL football. So there's something to be said for that. Scotty in Toronto is up next as we get back to phone calls. 803-0550 to line up behind Scotty here on WGR. Hey, Scotty, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Scotty up in Toronto, 416 Bills Mafia representative. Go, Bills, go. All right, look, originally I called to say this is not a good idea, but I'm going to jump ship on that idea, and I'm going to say, look, if this is going to swing, then there has to be an understanding that what if a player gets injured? What if? Okay, because this is a different game. There's going to be a lot of different movements. There's pads that affect the major game. But if we're going to make this work, then there has to be some kind of money that kicks back to the team and doesn't come off the cap. Look, I understand playing for your country. You want to win that gold medal. You want to have that pride. And I respect that. But I also have to look at it from a business point of view, saying, what if one of my players gets injured? What kind of compensation am I going to get? Am I going to have that money come off the cap so I can go find another player? B, is there even another player out there? I like the idea. I think it'll be fun because I'd like to see a couple of the old CFL guys, CFLers, go up against the NFLers and then pull in the German league. So I'd like to know your thoughts on that. And then second, quickly, how's this, guys? Darlene, Tage Thompson, 2 draft picks, first round, and you can have Matthews. Have a great day. Love listening. Have a good one, boys.
Thanks, Scotty. No deal for Matthews with that. The point about playing for your country, like Bart Scott laid it out right there. You know, playing for your country is a dream. I guess for everybody out there that competes in a sport, you know, the Olympics are a moving target as well. Some sports go in, some sports come out. The 2028 Olympics is rustling out.
Like the sport of wrestling, right?
I think because some go in and some come out.
Lacrosse just went in.
Lacrosse is going in.
Yes.
Yes. Lacrosse is going in. I'll pull this up, the 2020 games. So flag football goes in. Baseball and softball goes in. Lacrosse goes in. Squash is going in.
Squash?
Yeah. So sports go in and out. And I guess the thing I would wonder is you've got whatever you might – maybe you're a runner. If you're a runner – you might always dream of going to the Olympics because you always watch the Olympics and running is there, whether that's the marathon or relay or high jump, long jump. You know, track and field events are just kind of there. If you're someone that grew up skateboarding, that's not something that made it to the Olympics. Like, all these X Games events, like the X Games were created, and then a lot of those events made their way too, like the Winter Olympics, right? First they're the X Games, and then they go on an Olympic level. So skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing were optional events in 2020. They promoted the Summer Olympics core event program. I was reading about like the process. The modern pentathlon is expected to feature an updated format replacing show jumping. Remember the dance one? What did you say, dancing?
Are you talking about breakdancing?
Breakdancing.
Is that
Ray
gone?
That made it to the Olympics.
It did.
Did people that breakdanced their whole lives dream of the Olympics? Or did they?
Probably not.
Hey, look at us. We made it.
Yeah.
They're going to give us medals. I'm not in any way trying to diminish anybody that's working at these sports and trying to be the best. What I'm getting at is I want to say I find it a little bit tough to believe an NFL player would be like, yeah, I've always dreamt of winning gold for my country.
Yeah.
Not in this sport.
No.
Never in this sport. You would have dreamt about it maybe in something else.
I will say, like, not to overstate my run in USA Hockey, but I was definitely the most motivated in my career that I ever was when I was at, like, USA Hockey selection camps for, like, because I wanted to wear that jersey.
Yeah.
It's, like, the coolest thing you could ever imagine. But I don't know if it would hit the same if I had watched and grown up and grinded for a sport that never had that representation. I think that's an interesting difference here of, like, hockey. I grew up and I watched USA Hockey all the time, World Juniors, these tournaments I was trying to play in the Olympics. And, like, do the guys care at all about it? Because, like, it's purely you're playing for your country. It's not, watched this and I've always set this goal. It's such a different mindset, I think. Like, I know as a player and all the guys I talked to in those camps when I was there, all were like, this is the coolest opportunity they've had in their careers. And a lot of these guys were high picks in, you know, major junior drafts and gonna go in the NHL and play.
And there's probably, this is probably the point about future and how you build something, right? The dream team in 1992 lays the groundwork for now. If you make a U.S. Olympic team, you did the same thing that Michael Jordan did. Mm-hmm. There's something there. As opposed to, like, I guess what I'm getting at is early on, it might be the most cynical way to say it is that an NFL player playing on a flag football team for the Team USA is a vanity project. Like, that's really what it feels like right now. Oh, Tyreek Hill's going to go play in the Olympics and try and get a gold medal. Congratulations.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of my stance on it.
Yeah. And I feel like that could be cynical. It could also be kind of true. And two things can be true, that it is a part of what builds the sport in the future. Boxing is not at the 2028 Olympic Games.
It's not.
There will be no boxing at the 2028 Olympics. And there's a procedural reason for that, that there's no, they would need to become their own organization. The IOC has not decided whether or not to allow a 2028 program in without a new governing body. So you might have flag football, but not have boxing. Is boxing something you think about all the time at the Olympics? I mean, it's definitely been there for a long time. I mean, Muhammad Ali went to the Olympics to box for the U.S.
It's been kind of an irrelevant sport for quite some time, so I can't tell you the last time I remember somebody of note that boxing in the Olympics. But
8030550. It is an interesting conversation, right? It kind of ropes in our NFL stars, the patriotism for the country, the Olympics themselves, which, you know, have become diversified in the types of sports that get added and that get dropped. Justin in Oneonta. Hey, Justin.
Good morning, guys. This kind of ties into your point earlier about the NFL dragging things out and how I think they'll do the player selection process. Olympic trials the year before. You have the Buffalo Bills play the Kansas City Chiefs, 7-on-7, flag football. Top performer from each team makes the roster the year before. You waive, I don't know, like 2 weeks of minicamp, OTAs. Say, boys, let's go. Let's figure it out. Swimming does it. Why not football? So I think that's what they'll end up doing. Just to make more money off of it. Why not?
Yeah, so you're saying that the trials will be it.
Yeah, like you do, like the swimming you do, as a former college swimmer, like they do Olympic trials, and if you win your event, you go.
Right. In this case, though, they don't, for team sports, you're not competing like one team against the other. It's not right. Like, you know, the A team and the A1 team compete against each other, and whoever wins that for the Team USA goes to the, you know, the basketball Olympics. It's about tryouts, and they try to build their perfect team. But it might be better the other way.
I'm thinking if you look at, like, statistics, like, oh, who's the top quarterback performer in this tournament, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then, oh, who had the most receiving yards, most interceptions, most tackles, most rushing yards, and you kind of build it that way. And then if you hit more than that one player per team, you go to the next guy.
Yeah. Thanks, Justin. The trial process, the team process, right? Do they have tryouts? Do they have camps, practices? Do they just give the job to whoever? Because the players that are on that team now are, I mean, I would think, working more than these NFL players are.
Correct.
I don't know what to do with it. What are we supposed to do with it?
Yeah.
I got to get you these numbers on the 4 versus the 5 seed. I'll do that.
Yes, you do.
I promise I'll do it this segment on the NFL's other proposal about the seeding in the playoffs. John in Wisconsin. Hey, John.
Hi, good morning. This is connected to something Nate said earlier about youth flag football and the injury concerns. But it's also, I think, a way to grow the sport with girls and women. Is there going to be a women's division in the Olympics? I know that the Bills are sponsoring an intercollegiate women's league in the area, and so I assume this is also a path forward for women and girls in the sport.
Yes, both men's and women's at the 2028 Olympic Games. And that's, thanks, John, that's kind of the point I was getting to about, and the previous caller about roller hockey, like the entry point. This is the game of football, I guess, would the NFL want to kind of adopt this mindset? The game of football can be played in a lot of different ways. The structurally,
yeah,
it's the same. This version is not going to be a padded version where we're battling in the trenches and dressing an extra offensive lineman and having Gene Steratore review every play. In this version, actually, Steratore will probably do the flag football reviews too. In this version, there's not hitting. There's flags. It's 7-on-7. And in this version, you know, women play, the women's league. I see stuff at the Bills website all the time about, like, yeah, pushing this as a better entry point for the game of football to be played by more people. And there's, to me, there's always going to be value in that. So is the NFL just basically see this as an opportunity to, if we grow that, it will inherently grow us more? We don't have to send important players. It doesn't have to be the biggest stars in the league. Could Tyler Huntley be their quarterback? Could it be Dylan Gabriel of the, I'm just picking out random backups around the league. Shedeur Sanders, whoever it might be. You might want the most athletic guy that can make guys miss. Is Anthony Richardson a candidate for this? You know, is Josh Allen, whoever you want. If we send guys that would bring eyeballs to it, the attention will just, I guess, organically over time help our own league. Not like the NFL needs it. This is to your point. Like,
right.
What more help do you need? Games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays.
My issue with it is, though, again, it's taking opportunities away from people that have spent the last 2 years knowing this was going to be a thing, that flag football was going to be in the Olympics.
Yeah.
They've spent years.
Yeah, but at the same time, I hear that, but the Olympics is supposed to be the best that can do it can go. And the only thing holding the NFL players back is their employer saying, yes, it's okay. So you want to say the players that have been there and putting the work in deserve to go? Well, if you are an Olympic sprinter, and all of a sudden, someone that's also an American and also a sprinter gets greenlit to compete in the games, you have to beat that person. That is supposed to be the nature of the games.
But it's also, I would disagree, it's sort of like if there was, I don't think there's any equivalent to what's happening, where pro sports is taking over an amateur event.
But it's not really amateur competition anymore. Didn't that already go out the window? Hasn't that gone out the window quite a bit?
What do you mean?
that the Olympics are all made of amateurs?
No. I'm not talking about the Olympics in general. I'm talking about the flag football as a sport. It's an amateur sport. There's, even if pro foot, I don't know. I guess if you want to say pro, if there's a, sorry, if I'm, you know, not counting the pro flag football league. I'm not sure.
Well, sure. I mean, this is part of it. We're all learning about it as we go.
I just think it's like a pro sport, pro athletes taking over a game that has largely been an amateur sport.
But again, if it's right,
because there's the idea of this isn't four nations. It's not golf where, you know, I saw a tweet like Scottie Scheffler didn't think, you know, it really mattered for him to get a gold medal. He didn't grow up thinking he was going to represent his country. No, but it's still golf, who he's playing other pro golfers who also compete across the world in that game. It's the same game,
right,
universally. And this is the first time the Olympics will feature a game that is having athletes from a different sport integrate and take over from people that have been playing that sport. There is no precedent for this.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, again, like, why would you be ineligible? Let's get to Herschel Walker on the bobsled team, which is a thing that did happen. Should he have not been allowed to play? Should he have not been allowed to be on that team because someone else who worked bobsled was?
No, because if he is going into there and he's the best person to do it, it's a different sport. I'm talking about I think a perfect, I would say the only close example of this is Olympic 3-on-3 basketball.
Okay. Which is coming, right?
It has already been.
We already had that. That's
already
right.
Already had it.
It was very weird.
Do you know who played on the 3-on-3 team?
Jim or Fredette?
Right. Not LeBron James.
Was it because he's busy?
I mean, they played in the Olympics for the full team.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But Jalen Brunson, who did not make the meet, he didn't go play the 3-on-3 tournament.
But if he wanted to, could he have?
I guess he could have.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it gets to the Olympics.
That's the closest equivalent I could find.
The nature of what the Olympics are supposed to be. I think for a lot of our sports, we like it just to be a meritocracy. Are you the best? If you're the best, you're the best. End of story. And in years where hockey is the best, I think, sport to talk about this with, because we've seen amateurs go. We've seen non-NHL player Olympics. We've seen NHL Olympics. And again, there aren't that many countries that can really field a competitive roster when you go with the NHL rostered players. Part of me does feel for the players that have done it. But, you know, Nate, here's the hypothetical. I've been playing flag football for 10 years, and I'm so close to making the Olympic team, and someone just beat me out for my spot. Am I only allowed to say it's unfair if that player is also in the NFL? If that guy just works downtown doing anything, but is faster than me and can catch better than me. I lost my job to someone better than me. It's not okay if that guy has a job in football, but it is okay if he plays baseball. What if, I mean, pick anybody you want. Pick Russell Westbrook wants to play for the Olympic flag football team and he makes it. Is that okay? Because he's not a professional football player?
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't think I have the answers to that, but it'll be interesting how like all this continues on and what the next stages of this will be.
I think it's just my frustration with how the league feels they just have to take everything over.
Well, they're not taking it over. It's one player per team.
Right.
Which might be a full team of, you know, players.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a break in. 803-0550, Mike D. Sniffin, TSN on Mitch Marner and your calls when we return here on WGR.
Their team was not in, like, Toronto dealing with all, like, the crazy surface stuff outside of it. Like, they'd be, like, an unbelievable team and, like, such a hard team to play. Like, they just have so much to deal with, and I feel bad. I mean, we don't have to deal with that in Florida, and I feel like that's what makes me and my team so lucky. But, like, you almost use that against them, you know, like the pressure that these guys have to deal with day in and day out.
Matthew Tkachuk on Spit and Chicklets. That's one of those whispered things that is, I think, kind of apparent in the NHL right now. Florida, we don't have to deal with that stuff.
Multiple players.
Yeah, Brad Marchand, Matthew Tkachuk. Joining us on the Western Hotline, Mike DiStefano.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A TSN and the Locked on Leafs podcast. Mike, good morning. It's Jeremy and Nate. Happy Tuesday. How are you today?
Hey, guys. How's it going? You know, today's a little better than yesterday, I guess. It was a little tough coming off that game 7 loss, but slept on it. Feeling a little better today.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure this is year whatever of the Leafs are going to break it up, and there are some decisions that will be coming. Is there, do you think, more of an appetite to make some sort of drastic change? And will that drastic change just happen naturally? Because a couple of these guys, Mitch Marner specifically, and we'll talk about him, is a UFA, and you would have to choose to bring him back. So choosing to move on could be somewhat easier.
Yeah, I do believe. I mean, the last, 3-4 years, we've been talking about, you know, this team couldn't possibly run it back again. And they do time and time again. But, you know, over the course of the last few years, their hands have kind of been tied with a bunch of guys who were saddled with, you know, large contracts with no movement clauses, no trade clauses. And let's be honest, it's just not easy. And it's, you know, not fun to have to trade out really good players. But I think that this year, there needs to be something done. It's 9 years of failure here for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They've won 2 playoff rounds. And again, you've got 2 big free agents right now. And I would be shocked if the Maple Leafs decided to bring back both of them, possibly could bring back one. I think Tavares is the guy that, if there is a deal to be made, it might be more willing on both sides to try and work something out. But it does kind of feel like the Mitch Marner era is over here in Toronto.
So for Marner, how will he be solely remembered for playoff disappointment? I mean, he has been incredible for them. A lot of great seasons. Hometown kid, drafted 5th overall. And, you know, if you had been told the day they draft him, this is what he's going to put up, I think everybody would have signed on the dotted line because he's been a tremendous player. Will people wish him well, or will this be a lifelong grudge for what didn't happen?
I think people wish him well because I wouldn't be shocked if when he goes to his next destination, if he figures it out in the postseason. It wouldn't surprise me because it seems to happen, you know, around the league. Nazem Kadri is another example of a guy who Toronto felt they couldn't win with and they needed to get something else. They made him available in the Tyson Barrie trade, which turned out to be one of the worst trades that this team has made in the last 10 years. And Nazem Kadri went on to win a Stanley Cup with the Colorado Avalanche, and they figured it out there. And there's been, you know, countless players who have done that, and Toronto has seen leave and gone on to win. So I wouldn't be surprised if the same thing happens to Mitch Marner. But I think for sure, you talk about what is he going to be remembered by. Well, that's it. This whole core, if they don't win, and they haven't won, will be remembered by great regular season players, good regular season team. They always made the playoffs 9 straight seasons, but could never get it done in the postseason and really faded when times got tough. They've played 6 game sevens now as a group since 2018. And in those 6 game sevens, Marner has 2 assists. Just 2 assists in those 6 games. For a guy who's supposed to be one of the best players in the NHL, it's simply just not good enough. And it's difficult, you know, to really grasp the fact that Toronto's going to let a 100-point Selke candidate just walk for nothing. But it sounds as though it's time for fresh change in Toronto, and that's probably the easiest way to get it.
Mike DiStefano on the Western Hotline to talk with us about the Leafs. And, you know, with Marner, Mike, what do you think the landing spot is? Is there a general thought where he would want to go, where he might want to go, what he'd be looking for? I'm hearing Matthew Tkachuk. I can't help, you know, Mike, we've seen Sam Reinhart and Jack Eichel and Ryan O'Reilly leave town, go to teams, and win cups. So we know what that's like. And while the Sabres don't have Leafs-level pressure, there's no doubt that players on this team start to really feel the weight of what happens here. And I'm hearing Matthew Tkachuk talk about Florida, how they don't deal with any of that. And I'm thinking about Eichel in Vegas. And I wonder how many NHL players realize, you know, there's probably a life where I can play and be my best and not be nonstop in a pressure cooker.
Yeah, or get booed off your ice in game 5 and game 7 and get beers thrown at you and jerseys tossed on the ground. They won their division and ended the season, you know, with booze raining down on them and dodging jerseys. And like, it was brutal how they finished too. And you know, it's a privilege though to play in Toronto. I mean, it's the hockey mecca of the world for a reason. And it's not built for everyone, you know, and not to say that these guys didn't care or maybe that they aren't pressure players. Like, we've seen Mitch Marner play up to, you know, a high level at the Four Nations Championship. He came through in the clutch when Canada needed him there and provided the assist on the game-winning goal in overtime. You know, like, so we've seen him rise to the occasion in other moments. Just for whatever reason, it hasn't happened in Toronto. And is it the pressure? I don't have that answer. You know, they have to kind of look at themselves and figure out why they haven't been able to get over the hump in 9 years. But it doesn't sound like anyone in Toronto really has an answer for that. And I'm guessing that's why they've only won 2 playoff rounds in 9 years here.
Yeah. On his defensive play, there seems to be an idea. You mentioned, like, Selke finalist once. There seems to be a belief that he's not good defensively. Is that something that just shows up in the playoffs and elsewhere it's fine?
Oh, he is terrific defensively. Like, Mitch Marner is not someone you have to be worried about defensively. He is a complete 200-foot player through and through. And, you know, I don't know if that's a misconception around the league that he's not good defensively, because he is. And even throughout the playoffs, you know, they did a pretty good job of not allowing really much offense when they were out there on the ice. Like, against the Ottawa Senators, I think that line outscored Ottawa like 5-1, I want to say, Matthews, Marner, and Matthew Nyes at 5-on-5. And against the Florida Panthers, I mean, they didn't really get beat by the top line. It's not like Reinhart, Tkachuk, and Barkov were out here racking up goals, right? So I know that, you know, the majority of the time, the Barkov line was spent trying to shut down the offense of that top line, but Marner's defensive play is you know, stellar. There's a reason why he's on the penalty kill, and there's a reason why a lot of the time that top line started in the defensive zone. They have the utmost faith in the coach. Craig Berube believes in those guys and their 200-foot game. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with Mitch Marner's defensive play, which is kind of, you know, funny when you talk about how they can't get it done in the playoffs. It has nothing to do with them being unreliable defensively. It's purely the offense that isn't there in the postseason. The fact that they aren't able to create space and find ways to produce in the postseason, which is something that they've always been able to do in the regular season, and can't quite put our fingers as to why that never ever seems to translate and why they never elevate their game come the playoffs. And that's kind of why we're sitting here 9 years later thinking this is probably the end of an era of what the Toronto Maple Leafs have been these last near decade.
Mike, too, one of the things we talked about is it's a little reminiscent of a few years ago when it felt like the fan base sort of turned on William Nylander. You know, he gets his extension, and, you know, I think that's largely been in the past. And now, like, the ire is on Mitch Marner. And ultimately, if Marner does leave and goes somewhere else, like, A, I think replacing 100 points, we're talking about, you know, could the Sabres add 100 points and what that could do? I mean, Sabres haven't had a 100-point player since 1993. So just replacing the offense is one thing. The other thing is, like, it would be a dramatic shift from you're replacing a 100-point player. Are you trying – is Toronto going to look to replace him with another forward? Or are they going to dramatically change the way that they play, become more defensive-minded, maybe invest that money in a goaltender or somebody on the blue line? Like, how does that look for you guys?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's going to be a fascinating offseason for Brad Treliving. I think there's probably a little bit of an element that they're going to try and get some guys who got a little bit of intangibles, like a Sam Bennett-esque player. Like, that's a player that a lot of people in Toronto are circling. Like, he's an unrestricted free agent this summer. If he hits the market, I'd imagine Toronto would be interested in bringing in a guy like that, right? He's one. He plays a 200-foot game, and he plays with some jam. And his game translates, and he elevates come playoff time. A guy like that is probably what you're hoping to do. Are you going to find, you know, Mitch Marner 2.0, a 100-point Selke candidate? No, you're not. Are you going to find a player better than him? No, you're not. But what they can do and probably are looking to do is to just change it up somehow. Maybe it's not better, but it's different. And, I mean, that could turn out to be a little bit better, too. I mean, you look at the Florida Panthers, and, you know, it's used all the time. But, you know, when they traded Jonathan Huberdeau for Matt Tkachuk, like, that was looked at as an absolute steal for the Calgary Flames, because Huberdeau was coming off a 115-point season. He was in the Hart Trophy candidate. He, you know, they got a first-round pick on top of it, and all he got was, you know, Matt Tkachuk. And saying that now seems, you know, a little silly, but at the time, Matt Tkachuk wasn't what he turned out to be. And it wasn't that he was a, you know, better player than Jonathan Huberdeau, but he was a different player, and he was a guy who could elevate in the postseason and give Florida that different kind of edginess that they solely needed to bring everything together. And look what they've done since that trade. Two straight trips to the conference finals, or three straight trips to the conference finals, and four wins away from a third straight trip to the Stanley Cup. So, you know, that's the type of move that they're looking to make. I don't know if there's a trade that's out there that they could possibly do. They will have an abundance of cap space if they let Mitch Marner walk and John Tavares walk. They'll have nearly, what, $30 million almost cap space to try and make a trade or try and be aggressive in free agency. But you're not going to replace Mitch Marner with one guy in terms of points. It's going to have to be a collective thing, going to have some guys come from within, try and build up some secondary offense. But ultimately, I think you're just looking for change, something different, someone who can provide a different element to the game that has been lacking with this team.
Mike Stefano of TSN 1050 and the Locked On Leafs podcast as well. Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you.
Marner. He's got 73 points in 82 career playoff games. You thought it would be like
less?
I'm sorry, 62 points in 70 games, like the 82 game average. So 62 points in 70 games. This postseason, he had a point a game.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some trivia on that for you later. Up next, the follow-up. Maybe you saw John Oliver offered to take over a minor league baseball team's branding and everything. They have chosen the team, and baseball has to decide if they will let it go forward and approve it. We've got a couple teams that submitted. Please pick us. We'll tell you who it is. It's not that far away. So maybe you saw on last week tonight with John Oliver that he offered basically all minor league baseball teams an opportunity. I will rebrand your team and we'll do everything. He said, special offer, willing to use all of our resources and stupidity to give one minor league baseball team a total rebrand. 47 minor league teams submitted themselves for consideration. Out of those 47, the winner was chosen. Major League Baseball now has to approve this. But among those that asked, please take over our team, the Lake County Captains, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the Quad Cities River Bandits.
Sod Poodles.
Yes. But the winner is the Erie Count, the Erie Seawolves.
Oh, wow.
So the Erie Seawolves have been chosen, and they listed, you had to make a pitch why you should be picked. And one of their pitches was,
our name doesn't make sense.
Yes, we're not near the sea.
Our team name makes no sense.
Why are we the Seawolves? So now John Oliver and his team at Last Week Tonight will make over the Erie Seawolves' entire organization, brand, everything, with the approval of Major League Baseball. They just have to do a new mascot,
so
new,
like,
everything.
Okay, so like even like new logo, new team name.
Everything. Totally redone by John Oliver and the team at Last Week Tonight.
Okay.
Major League Baseball is the final call on approval of a new or temporary mascot. Process involves conversations regarding intellectual property.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Property, among other things, but the Seawolves will be able to pursue the idea further.
Are they AA?
They have a call today. I think they're not AAA. I think they're AAA.
Are they AAA?
They have a call scheduled for today to have a branding conversations, and after the parties have worked out licensing and legal details, that's when the Seawolves would get involved. So
they are the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers.
Okay, there you go. AA, Erie Seawolves.
Seawolves.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be interested to see what the rebrand looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Major League Baseball has to allow this, right?
Maybe.
Must.
The thing about it that's going to be odd is that Minor League Baseball has already gone pretty far with this kind of stuff.
Yes, they have.
They rebrand their team names like the office chair wheels for a week. And the
they do have
toaster
fun.
Strudels and
they
the
do generally have fun.
Trash pandas and the right like
for anyone that's driven to Nashville, you'll pass by the Florence Yalls.
The Yalls.
The yeah. Yalls.
Yep. Their mascot is literally a water tower that is painted with red and white stripes.
Okay. It's a water tower. Rocket City Trash Pandas. The Binghamton Rumble Ponies. There's a lot of these that are already pretty far out there.
Yeah.
And they're going to go even further. The Carolina Disco Turkeys. They're an amateur baseball team. Do you want to see the logo for the Disco Turkeys?
Yes, I do.
I know you woke up this morning thinking, like, I wonder if I'll see a logo for a team named the Disco Turkeys. But it is, as you might expect, it is quite literally, it looks more like a peacock.
It looks like a peacock.
But it's a turkey in a disco jacket, and yeah.
It looks like Travolta with a turkey head.
Yeah. Instant trivia, Mitch Marner, flag football, you know.
All of it.
Nate's going to cry about the rain. We're going to get a lot of rain.
Oh.
A lot of rain this week. 45 degrees right now, high today of 60. And NFL owners expected to approve one player per team going to play flag football in the Olympics in 2028. Jeremy and Joe. Nate's in for Joe. Joe's out this week on vacation. Happy to take your calls. Jump on. If you were on this before and had to jump off, we have time. We're wide open. And I've got some good instant trivia coming up as well. And of course, that stupid stat. I keep forgetting. It's your fault. I keep forgetting. The 4 seed versus 5 seed thing, that proposal.
It's 3 segments later, but I agree.
Right, I'll do that. I'll do that. I agree. I'll do that next hour.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.